You're listening to Sports Day. We're powered by Ren Energy, Ward Cancer's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Ren Energy. The Kia Sorento, it is Drive Car of the Year. Jared Healy, Lee Matthews is up in beautiful Queensland, and Sam McClure with you. And Jared, we've got a re-signing at the Blues.
Can you hear me, Harry?
I can hear you, Jared.
Fantastic, Harry. You're probably too old to actually understand just what the perspective of that question is. But it was a famous question in the history of 3RW sports coverage. And it's great to have another fantastic Harry on board. And congratulations. A couple of years added to your contract, and you're a Blue through and through.
Thank you. Yeah, you did lose me with the reference there. Not gonna lie. But appreciate the kind words. Yeah, it's nice to sign on for another couple of years. Yeah, it's fantastic to get it done, and looking forward to the second half of the year.
One bloke old enough to absolutely understand the reference to "Can you hear me?" Harry is Lee Matthews, who joins us. Welcome again,
Lee. That'd be thank you, Jerry. That'd be Tommy Laif in the old days,
that's it.
Long before you were born, Harry. But can I ask you? I mean, for congratulations on the recontracting. I always think the news story is when a player doesn't want to be recontracted. So it's great that you're staying. Can I ask you? I mean, most of your kicks are shots at goal. And I guess an observation I make is you look more comfortable with the across-the-body kick. Have you worked out the segments, in a sense, in the forward 50 arc and already know what kick I'm going to do from different parts of the 50-metre arc?
Yeah, thanks, Lee. Yeah, pretty much. I've worked out, I guess, to an extent. Obviously, game day, some things change in terms of conditions and feel a little bit, but pretty much that whole 45 section, I feel really comfortable snapping the ball. I think some people think it's because you don't want to have the drop pump, but for me it's just a comfort thing. I feel like I can get really good purchase on the ball, and the margin for error is a lot higher, so I feel like I can hit the ball well and it'll always come back. So it's just something I've been working on mostly in the off season, and I feel like I'm really comfortable and kicking the ball well. I think the stats-wise, I haven't missed too many from that side. So, I'm pretty comfortable, I guess, in certain different parts of the ground, what kick I'm going to do. There's always a couple kind of tinkering on the edge on game day, depending on feel. But yeah, I'm pretty comfortable when I go out there. I know what kick I'm going to do.
And the coaches are quite happy to back your judgment on what kick to use in, you know, certain circumstances?
Yeah, they are. I guess all they want to see, really, is just a routine and something that you can repeat time after again if you're chopping and changing and playing on and not really having much control on what you're doing. I think that's when they get a little bit annoyed. But, Teague and my forward coach, Cameron Bruce, we've done a lot of work, and they back me in to make the right call and go through my routine and execute it.
Did you meet with any other clubs, Harry?
No, I didn't, Sam, no. I think my manager obviously fielded a few calls, but, I was purely just dealing with Carlton. I guess it's his job to pick up the phone, Sam. But it was always just negotiating with Carlton, and I'm really glad to get that done.
Jared, Harry saying that his manager may have fielded one or two calls. I mean, like, he's the hottest forward in the game right now. He's leading the Coleman Medal. I think it would have been more than one or two.
I think it'd be humble, very polite, and you should have listened to all offers just to make sure that you're very comfortable with where you sit, Harry. One thing that I would ask you, though, is now that you are a very wealthy young man, do you think you should invest in getting your own personal kicking coach?
Ooh.
That's a good question, Jared. I think...
Let me just paint the picture. Let me paint the picture. There used to be a kicking coach, Sav Rocker at Carlton. He's now no longer there. You are a guy who makes your living out of kicking goals, among other things that will be added to your game, I'm sure. But essentially, you're getting paid these big bucks because you're a goal kicker. And right now, your goal kicking conversion could seriously go up a serious amount if, in fact, you could find the right person to help you through the learning process or the relearning process, etc. Now, over in the States, I mean, there is multiple golfers paying multiple thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars, and in Australia too, to have their own personal coach. In tennis, it's you pay for your own coach. And I just wonder, when we get to these mega contracts, and take it for what it's worth, it's a big deal, the contract. Maybe it's time team players should start thinking individually about improving elements of their game.
Yeah, I do agree with you. I've on a personal note, I employ a sports psychologist outside of the club in terms of the work on the mental side of things for my goal kicking. And then I've been really enjoying working with the coaches at the Carlton Football Club. They are experts in their field to a degree as well. So I think there's a balance there. I feel like if you look at my improvement in terms of last year and the year before, so now I'm by no certain means comfortable or satisfied with where I'm kicking at the moment, but I think I've shown improvement, and I've tapped into the mental side of things just as much as the physical side of things. But I'm actually a big advocate for that. Obviously, the club will push in a direction, not just with goal kicking, but diet, your training, whatever it is. But to a degree, you have to have some accountability as a player, and just if you can't get that necessary working at the club, then using some of your own money and investing in yourself to get the best out of yourself. I believe in that, yeah.
So, Harry, you've re-signed at a time just after the club announced an external review. It's going to put a few jobs of people above you under the microscope. Did it affect at all your decision-making?
Not really, Sam. I think the whole time I'd known that I wanted to stay at Carlton. The review came at an interesting time, obviously, as I was sitting down to crunch the numbers and work out a deal. I think I said earlier this morning, I wouldn't have re-signed if I had any doubt in where we're going as a club. And I think that the review actually comes at a good time as a high-performing environment. If we can get any feedback and work on anything that can get us better, I'm all for that and take that on board. I feel like we've got a lot of the foundations in place for the football club to be successful, and I think this will help just nut out a few of the minor details. But I'm really comfortable where the list is at. We haven't played amazing football so far this year, but we've still got 10 or 11 games to turn that around, and I'm really confident we can do that.
Were you one of the players that the incoming president, Luke Sayers, chatted to in Sydney last week?
No, I've spoken to Luke, just shaking his hand and saying good day and congratulations, but no, I didn't speak in terms of sitting down with him, but I may in the future. I'm not sure how the extent of the review will work out, but no, apart from asking him what hotel he's staying at and how his coffee was, Sam, that's all I've said to Luke.
Always interesting, you big forwards, Harry. Who's the player, the teammate upfield you want with the ball when you got a chance to move into space?
Yeah, we've got a couple where, from a forward line perspective, whenever Eddie Betts gets the ball, I feel like we have pretty good chemistry, so he always kind of looks for me, so he kicks the ball well. I think Sam Welsh as well, he wins a lot of it himself, so whenever he gets the ball, your eyes light up to a degree, but I feel like we've got some good kicks. Murph over the years has been a really nice kick, but I think Welsh, he probably wins more ball than anyone, so I'm always pretty happy when he has the ball.
Jared, I'm not sure if you were listening a couple of weeks ago. SEN Breakfast had Harry's twin brother Ben on from North Melbourne. And they were sort of, you know, joking along the lines of, if they played North, would you get the matchup on him? And Ben said something along the lines of, well, I usually take the number one key forward, so I'll probably play on Levi.
Right.
So I just thought, Harry, in the interest of fairness, we'd give you the chance to sort of, you know, shoot back across the net. You know, would you play on Ben, do you think, whenever you face North Melbourne?
Well, a little bit of context, Sam. I reckon I've said that line around friends and family about 20 times, I reckon, but Ben was quick enough to get it in front of the media, so hats off to him for that. I think he was quite happy with the response he got. But I did see, I don't want to steal his gag, but Robbie Tarrant usually, I think in the past, I've played on Robbie, and I would say he's the number one defender at North. So
nice.
Maybe I'll pencil in a matchup with Robbie, but who knows? Ben might be in the twos by then, we don't know.
Probably depends on whether you want to kick 8 or 12.
Could sell up the Coleman, Jared, maybe that week, or not sure.
You could sell it up indeed. We look forward to when you take on the Kangaroos. How's it been on the track with the speculation about the coach, the speculation about the independent external review? Does it hit the dressing room?
Yeah, I think we're human to a degree. We know what's going on, and I think a lot of players, we see what's been said in the media, etc. But I feel like the club did a really good job when it was announced last week. They kept all the players informed and got on the front foot and explained how it would work. And then when we got back from our bye on Monday, club addressed it again and fielded a few questions, etc. about how it would work. But we also talked about we're sticking to the path that we created and that not much will change day to day. So we had a really good session on Monday, trained really well, and then we had a good session this morning as well. So I think that will play out in the background, and I'm sure it'll affect guys differently, but from day to day, not much will change, and we're really looking forward to getting out there and proving a few people wrong in the back half of the year.
So, Harry, just on that, you're obviously pretty confident in the system that you've got, and you just, you know, talked about the path that you're going down. You still have heaps of confidence in that. What's yep. missing then at the moment? What are you not executing that's going to take you to that next level as a club?
I think our ability to play four quarters has been has really hurt this year. I think we've played, I think if you look at every game we've been in, we've been in it after our years for three quarters, and then in that last or a period of the game we've just fell away and conceded, you know, five or six goals. So I think if we can play four quarters and finish off those games, then we'll be in really good stead. We've been in every game, we've played some really good football, but it doesn't mean much when you don't get the results. So we've been just working on a little bit of mindset stuff around that, where we go to when the game's on the line, and yeah, just being consistent. But yeah, we just want to play our brand of footy, and we feel like that stacks up. It's just making sure that's done for four quarters.
And Harry, as we let you go, I assume that the skipper or one of them will be the next to put pen to paper now that you've signed. Patrick Cripps won't be going anywhere, will he?
Oh, I hope not. I think you probably know more than me, but it's yeah, I think it's pretty close to being done. I'm sure they'll work out the finer details, but yeah, if you spent one day with Cripper at the club, you'd know how invested he is, and you just couldn't see it in your wildest dreams him leaving the club. He's been awesome as a leader, and he's playing some good football at the moment. So I'm sure that gets done in the next few weeks. But yeah, I'll let Cripper and the club work that one out.
Harry, well done on the new deal. Good luck for the rest of the year, particularly with the Coleman. And if you're looking for that that kicking coach, I reckon Jared's just given you his best sales pitch. So
I do it for free.
We'll give you his number after the show. Well done.
I was going to say, Jared, sure you'd help me out.
I'll do it for free. You give me a couple of hours, I'd love to have a crack.
No worries. Appreciate that. Thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Harry McKay, Carlton forward, impressive on the field. And it's the first time I've heard him interviewed to a long extent, Jared. Impressive off the field.
Yeah, he's a very gifted young bloke, Lee. And you'd love to have him in any team at the top of the goal square.
Well, he's only in early stage of his career. Yeah. So whatever he is doing now, he's got a lot better ahead. So it's exciting days for Carlton that he's re-signed, and they know that he's going to be there longer term.
It is interesting, Lee, just the way they're set up. Given that they're spending so much time focusing on Harry. I think the last time I looked, he'd had been hit the target or made target 131 times. The average for forwards of his ilk is around 100. So he's 30% up. And yet the general consensus from premiership coaches in recent times is you don't want to have all your eggs in one basket.
Well, that's a fact. That is the fact, because it is so much. Maybe part of that. How many games, for instance, if you're going to Harry McKay, just as an example, that often, then his break even is almost three or four goals a game. So it's, yeah, you do put your eggs in the one basket, and very few coaches want to do that. But sometimes you just haven't got the enough options down there to spread the load.
More sports after this.